Now we should be joined live on the phone by Sarah Birmingham, who is Communications Coordinator at Childline at the ISPCC. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, George.
Good. How are you doing? I haven't seen outside a window, as I always say at this time when I'm talking to people, for the guts of an hour and a half. Is the sun still shining? Good news or bad news?
It is, absolutely. Well, I'm actually in the sunny southeast at the moment, and we haven't lived up to that title for a little while yet. So delighted to say the sun is shining here, and I hope it is in Dublin as well.
Yeah, come back to Dublin. It's been massive here for the past 4 days, Sarah. Staggering after the May we had. Oh, my God. But we deserve it. We deserve it after what we've been through over the last 14, 15 months. But anyway, firstly, Sarah, can you tell us where you're based? And perhaps can you tell us about some of the services you offer at the ISPCC?
Sure, George. Yeah, thanks for having us on to tell you a little bit about that. So I suppose in Dublin, we're based at our head office, which is on Bagot Street. And then we have a Childline listening unit there. So there's volunteers and staff there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, operating that Childline listening service for our children and young people. And that's replicated, I suppose, in a sense, across the country. We have another 5 units then in Cork, Limerick, Galway, Castlebar and Drogheda. So essentially, when any child or young person wants to make contact with the Childline listening service, you know, we have a volunteer who's there. So it's a national kind of an effort like that, and very much, you know, based and centred out from Dublin, but yeah, the service is there for any child or young person then who would like to make contact and get support.
And can you tell us, Sarah, how important are those services to those people who use them?
Yeah, I think that's really been illuminated over the course of the last year because, as we know well at this stage, I suppose the last 14 months, certainly when we go back towards March of last year, you know, when schools closed and when other services maybe weren't accessible and available, when the likes of sports clubs or, you know, groups that children and young people get so much from were suddenly no longer available, the Childline service, you know, was still there to listen, to support them. And I suppose children and young people picked up maybe on a sense of there being kind of a lot of anxiety around them, a lot of kind of uncertainty around their lives. And, you know, there was that kind of listening service there then that they could turn to, that they could get support. And maybe if they felt like that they couldn't talk about a particular, you know, issue at home or something like that, maybe there was a lot of anxiety and difficulties at home as well, that they kind of had somewhere that was there, safe place that they could turn to. And then I suppose as well as that, as well as the Childline listening service, then we would also offer Childline therapeutic support services, which work on a more of a one-to-one basis with children and young people. So I suppose we're all about kind of whatever level of support it is, maybe that a child or a young person or a family needs, you know, we can come in and meet them there where they're at and give them that support that they need.
Can you put into context, Sarah, what the last 15 months has been like for you at the ISPCC?
Yeah, it's been quite a busy time for sure, George. I suppose the first thing to say is that we have been, you know, very lucky and really do value the commitment and the dedication that our volunteers have shown by continuing to keep that service going throughout those 15 months. And, you know, hopefully we're starting to see a little light at the end of the tunnel from that perspective now. But very much, you know, children and young people every day and, you know, the services there. Christmas Day is usually a busy one for us. Sometimes when we come into the summer holidays, it can be quite busy as well. You know, and we're there for them. But in terms of looking at the last 15 months, I suppose going back towards that March time of last year when the schools would have first closed, we would have noticed a demand increase across our phone, our text and our online chat services. So they're kind of our three different service options that the Childline listening service has. And then after that, the phone and the text service kind of would have stabilised a little bit, kind of steadied. And the live online chat then was kind of really the key one. There was a lot of children and young people who would have been turning to us, kind of sending us a message. Maybe it's a discreet option. Maybe they might not have, you know, kind of they felt comfortable having their conversation overheard at home. And they were able to kind of turn to us and chat online as well. So we're there for them in those different ways. And yeah, I think we had a 14% increase in live online contacts then, if we look at, say, March of last year compared to March of this year. And that kind of trend has continued, really. So it has been a slight increase in a way. But I suppose the important message for us is that we are there every day, you know. And like there's going to continue to be different challenges and issues and things that young people will encounter in life, and you know we're going to be there for them and continue to be there for them.
Absolutely. Now I know you have a helpline number. Can you give it out, Sarah? And also, are those services available 24/7, 365?
They are. So the timeline listening service is very much available 24/7, 365, and that's literally every day of the year, including Christmas Day or summer holidays, any time of the day or night. So that's across our online chat service, and that can be accessed at childline.ie. Then we have our phone service, and that's on 1800 666 6666. And then the text service, you can just send a text to 50101. And that's for any child or young person kind of up to and including, we say, 18 years of age.
And that number again, if I got it right, was 1800 666 6666. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Great stuff. We'll give that out at the end as well, Sarah. Now, this morning we're talking about the way to 5K. What is the way to 5K, Sarah? And how can people get involved?
Yeah, we'd love to get as many people as possible involved in Dublin and across the country. I suppose when you look at that 24-hour aspect, as you mentioned there, of our childline service, you know, it costs us, I think, over €4 million in order to keep that service 24/7 available to every child and young person across the country at all times. And certainly over the last year, we've seen the importance of that and the need for it. So, you know, coupled up with that, I suppose we've had an increase in demand for our services, and that's been coupled then with a very challenging kind of fundraising environment as well. So it's been very difficult to kind of raise those funds. And I suppose the Way to 5K, we're calling it like it's our brand new fundraiser and a good team building initiative, we think, as well, to get people together to complete 5K kilometres your way this summer, wherever you are in the country, all ages and sporting abilities. And look, you can help to really make a difference and raise funds, those funds that will keep us listening.
And the other thing as well, you don't have to run it. You can walk it, you can wheel it, you can whatever it is, you can crawl it, whatever you want to do, you can do it. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's very much kind of, I suppose, look, you know, we're here for every child as a service. And certainly when it comes to the Wave to 5K, you know, we're hoping that people, you know, of all ages and sporting abilities will get involved. So whether you want to, you know, take it on like a marathon sprint, you want to jog or walk or wheel your way around or crawl your way around or hop, as you say, whatever it is, you know, we certainly will be delighted to have you on board.
And can workplaces get involved too, Sarah?
Yeah, very much so. We think this might be a nice one, you know, I suppose in terms of that team building spirit, kind of bringing people outside and bringing them back together maybe a little bit after that last 14 or 15 months. So I suppose it's all, you know, outside in the spirit of our outdoor summer. You know, we're calling on clubs, workplaces, families, teammates, communities, really anyone who'd like to. It's very straightforward to get involved, and you know, hopefully we'll have a good bit of fun as well along the way.
And just to put this into context, we're based at the Civic Centre here in Coolock. 5K is about from here to Fairview Park, and That's not much. Okay, so in case anybody's afraid of 5K, it's not a doddle, but it's doable, and you can do it in whatever way you want to. There's no rush, there's no pressure, there's no stress. Just do it in your own time as well. Is that fair?
Yeah, completely. Look, I think today's the first day of June. As you say, the sun is shining. You know, we would love for people, maybe you can kind of start off, get some steps in, get out jogging or running or walking, and work your way up to it. And I think it's very much going to be a fun kind of family friendly event on the August Bank Holiday weekend. So I suppose you have the bones of 2 months now to get out and get moving and work your way up to that distance.
And if people would like to raise a few bob for you, Sarah, is this a really good way to do so?
Yeah, we think so. You know, I suppose what I would say about that is that we're hopeful, you know, to open this up to as many people as possible to take part. So we certainly would love if people would like maybe to go off and create an online fundraising page or to raise sponsorship themselves. But really, I suppose our main kind of source of fundraising for this challenge is through the entries for the run itself. So the registration on the Top Up Races website is €12 for adults, and all children and young people up to age 18 can sign up for free. So I suppose there's a fundraising element as well, but hopefully it's low pressure on people and we can get people involved and get them out having a good time.
And as you mentioned, you know, the weather has perked up. I know tomorrow is not supposed to be too good, but from Thursday on, it's not going to be as it was last weekend, but it's going to be okay. You know,
so there you go. Well, I think in the month of May, lots of us have been out walking and running and probably met a few Sarahs along the way. So hopefully June is going to be a better month for us. Yeah, look, we'd be delighted for people to get involved in whatever way they can, for sure.
Well, I don't drive, Sarah, but I was half thinking of getting myself a canoe or a kayak to get into work. the way it was.
Kayak the 5K, George, for exactly. Sure. Yeah, no, we wouldn't train you away, you know.
And the few bob that you raised from doing this, Sarah, how much will that mean to you?
Yeah, it's massive, really. I suppose we're reliant on donations for 90% of our funding. And that has been kind of quite challenging, really, over the last 15 months. You know, it hasn't been possible to kind of have the kinds of collections that people might traditionally associate with the charity. Our National Collection Day hasn't been possible. The likes of community events or church gate collections or whatever that might be, all of that really came to a stop last year. And I suppose there was an awful lot of momentum then, and we're very grateful for lots of people who got out and did virtual fundraisers and community fundraisers. And really, I suppose for ourselves, it still isn't possible to hold events yet. So, you know, we still, more than ever, kind of would really, really appreciate that support. And look, it's not taken for granted. It goes straight into the service to keep us there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for children.
And the other thing as well, Sarah, is that it's a great way, it's a fun way of helping raise awareness.
It is, for sure.
As well.
Yeah,
am I right?
People are out and about, you know, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there, you know, even if people see you maybe you're training and, you know, you can kind of just mention, you know, what you're doing for. And, you know, it helps to kind of create that little bit of momentum, I think, in communities across the country. And we're very grateful for that opportunity as well.
And what would you like this event to achieve?
I think we'd really like, you know, that awareness to be raised, as you mentioned as well, that people would be aware of Jawline. And I suppose, as well as that, the fact that, you know, we are a universal kind of service there for every child and young person. So the more people who are out and about maybe taking part in it and talking about Jawline, it really does, you know, help us kind of create that sense of being for every child and every young person. And as well as that, then, obviously, the fundraising is a very important aspect. It keeps us there, it keeps us listening, it keeps us going. And I suppose it's a kind of a three-pronged approach for us too, because we certainly would like people to get out, hopefully. We'll have the sunshine for the weekend and, you know, to have a good time and maybe just kind of reconnect a little bit with their communities, because, you know, we maybe haven't seen as much of each other over the last year or so as we would have liked to. So just really that sense of getting out. I think one of our lines at Childline is talking makes us stronger, you know, and I think when we get out and about, maybe we meet some of our neighbours or colleagues outside like that for fun, you know, it really can help to boost our well-being as well.
And can you put into context, Sarah, what the last 15 months has been like for young people here? Because, you know, the old adage, when they get to 15 and 16, you don't want them in the house. You want them out and about. You don't want them under your feet. And that's not been possible for the last 15 months when they've had to stay in, which goes against the grain of how young people socialise and that kind of thing. There's been no discos. There's been nothing. For them, you know, and I think people forget that, and I think older people might think, and I've mentioned this 1,000 times before, that they may have their Xboxes and their PlayStations and their Sky Digitals and all of that kind of padoodle, but that doesn't replace the security of childhood. Am I right?
Yeah, totally. I think that's it in a nutshell. You know, certainly last year when the restrictions first arrived, we would have noticed a lot of children and young people, you know, telling Jawline how, you know, there was tensions maybe at home. There was maybe kind of everyone was cooped up together in the same place. And, you know, that might lead to a sense of kind of feeling as though, you know, you maybe can't talk about something, or no matter what it is that a child or young person is going through, they might be maybe confused about their identity or their sexuality, or they might be being bullied and maybe they just don't know how to broach that conversation at home. And I think Jawline maybe can come in there as a kind of first step that, you know, they can test the water by maybe having a chat with themselves and maybe opening up about something for the first time if they feel comfortable. And then from there, maybe actually kind of engaging and talking to their parents or their teachers and moving on from there. But, Yeah, and in terms of that, I suppose it's been harder for them to access that kind of community support in the last year because, you know, the schools have been closed. They have been kind of maybe detached from their groups and their clubs that they enjoy so much and that are important in their lives too. So, you know, hopefully now things are going in the right direction and everyone will have a little bit more breathing space and will have that support around them as well.
And if there is somebody listening to this morning, Sarah, who desperately needs your help, but doesn't quite have the confidence to pick up the phone and ring or maybe text you. Is there anything you can say to them this morning that might help them?
I think, you know, in terms of that as well, like we certainly would offer support to parents and carers as well. And that's one thing we would say is just that importance of kind of keeping the lines of communication open. So maybe if they spot kind of that there's something a little bit off or a little bit different that, you know, they would kind of create that environment at home, I suppose, or wherever they are, that there is support there in terms of having that conversation. Certainly Childline is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever way a young person maybe feels comfortable contacting us. And as well as that, then maybe if they don't feel ready to kind of take that step, we also have a lot of support and information content on a whole range of issues at childline.ie. So that might be the first step for them, maybe if they'd like to go on and check out the website. There's information there on all sorts of topics that they might encounter, and they might just kind of take something from that's helpful for them as well.
And in the minute or so that we have left, Sarah, can you remind people again how they can get involved?
Yeah, we'd be delighted to have as many people as possible take part in the Way to 5K. We want to open it up to people of all ages, of all sports and abilities. You know, it's just really, you go to the Pop-Up Races website and that has all the information about the Childline 5K virtual run. So that's what you're looking for. And then as well as that, then we've all the information on the ISPCC's website and on the ISPCC Childline social media platforms as well. So if you have a look out for it, you're sure to find it there. We would love to have you involved. And it's all happening on the August Bank Holiday weekend. So I think now that we're in the summer, this is the perfect time to get out and about and get moving.
And can you give out the helpline number again, Sarah?
Absolutely, George, and thanks for that opportunity. So the Childline service, we are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we don't judge children. You know, we believe them, support them, and kind of work with them to help them find the best solutions for them. So we're online at childline.ie. You can call 1800 66 66 66 or send a text to 50101.
And do you do this thing called social media? Do you Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that kind of padoodle?
Absolutely, yeah. We're across the three platforms that you've mentioned there. So Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. You know, you can find out they're nice kind of fun platforms in a lot of ways for us to share information about our fundraisers that are happening, our various different services that are out there, and people then can get involved in them as well. So if people would like maybe to, you know, take some pictures or videos if they're out and about on their 5K or on their training, you know, we'd love to see them too, and they can just tag us in at ISPCC Childline.
Well, great stuff, Sarah. We'll have a chat around the time of the event itself. Hopefully,
yeah.
And maybe talk to some of the people who are involved. And the Way to 5K might sound scary, but it's not a race.
That's exactly it, and I think that's the clue is in the name as well. The Way to 5K.
Yes.
It's about kind of even working up to that. Maybe if you haven't done one before, hopefully this is a nice one to get you started.
Fancy dress. Why not?
There you go.
There we go.
As we say about our Childline volunteers, you know, not all superheroes wear capes. So I think people are out of house soon.
Oh, fantastic.
They can be a superhero too, for sure. Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much for taking time out this morning and the very best of luck with it. I mean, we'll definitely talk soon. Okay?
Brilliant. Thanks for that, George.
Great
much
stuff, Sarah. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I was joined there by Sarah Birmingham, who is Communications Coordinator at Childline at the ISPCC.